Hello and welcome to KLWV Radio from Easton, Pennsylvania, bringing you the stories from across the globe and the objects that bring them to life. I am, like always, your dapper host, Spencer Wepsey. Today we have something in the studio directly from the land of the rising sun, a colored Japanese triptych, or woodblock print, of the Battle of Pungdo, the first battle of the Sino-Japanese War from 1894 to 1895. Now, before I dig into the meaning of this piece of art and how it was created, let me give you all some background of the time period. So, during the 19th century, colonialism was growing and becoming the foundation of empire building. With new technologies at hand, many nations like England, France, and Germany were looking to expand their markets to different people across the world. And one of the destinations for these European powers was Asia. You know, after years of war and trade between Europe and especially the Chinese, the Qing Empire of China started to lose control over their own empire. I mean, it was disastrous. This encroachment by Europeans was seen as a giant threat to Japanese rulers at the time. I mean, they felt that they were being infringed upon, and they feared losing their influence on their Asian neighbors. So, in 1876, Japan expanded its influence and began playing the empire-building game over Korea. However, the Chinese were similarly looking towards Korea as a way to expand their domain. Japan began pulling strings to try to bring Korea closer under its control against their rival China. This resulted in an outbreak of the First Sino-Japanese War of 1894. This then brings us to today's object. What is the historical significance of this print, and how was this magnificent piece of art created? This particular Japanese woodblock print was created by Kobayashi Kyochunikan in 1894 during the Meiji era of Japan. This print is one of four that the British Museum has of this artist, and each depicts a particular battle of the Japanese War. Now, traditionally in Japan, woodblock art was neither costly nor a cherished piece of art. They were meant to inform certain city dwellers, and in the 19th century, these woodblocks took a new role. They were used to capture the sentiment of militarism, nationalism, and imperialism, as well as port the Sino-Japanese War. To some, the Sino-Japanese War marked the high point of Meiji woodblock art. War prints were the most vivid, dramatic, and emotional medium through which Japanese on the home front could follow, almost literally day to day. Now, you at home are probably asking, how was this particular piece of art made? Well, today's your lucky day, because I'm here to give you some insight on the making of this Japanese woodblock. So, this image was first drawn on a paper called washi. Now, this paper was made from rice, hemp, wheat, and after the drawing was made, it would be put glued on a plank of wood. Now, this wood was typically cherry because of how abundant it was in Japan at the time, whereas in the West, it was usually lime wood or a similar variety of that type. Now, this particular woodblock is divided into three panels, which are sewn together, and each panel is given different dimensions. The middle sheet is 36.3 by 25.2 centimeters, the right panel is 36.3 by 25.2 centimeters, and the left panel is 37.5 by 25.2 centimeters. They're all sewn together, and they are fitted together edge to edge and joined by a seam on the reverse side. This is made so it can fold together for easier travel. This particular woodblock, as I said earlier, shows the Battle of Pungdo, the first naval confrontation of the Sino-Japanese War. This battle was between Japanese cruisers and Chinese supply ships trying to give aid to ground forces stationed in Asan, a town outside of Seoul. The Japanese planned to blockade the entrance of the Bay of Asan, where her land forces moved to encircle the Chinese troops. Japanese massacred the Chinese fleet, suffering no casualties. The Japanese were able to destroy all Chinese supply ships. This print shows surviving Chinese sailors struggling ashore after their gunboat, the Guanji, was destroyed by Japanese ships offshore of Asan, Korea. In the center panel, you can see the Guanji consumed in flames. In the left panel, Chinese lifeboats are trying to get ashore while the wounded are lying on the beachhead. In the right panel, you can see in the distance the decimation of the rest of the Chinese fleet. The result of this battle impacted the fighting on land. Japanese were able to overrun Chinese forces. 4 days later, a formal declaration of war came on August 1st, 1894. And within years, the Japanese army decimated Chinese forces in Korea and was able to take over lands in Manchuria and Taiwan, and was later annexed Korea to make it a formal part of its empire. I hope you enjoy this examination of the Kobayashi Kyochunikan print. Understanding how it was made and the significance behind the image it portrays helps one grasp its place in history. In my view, this artwork helps represent the beginning of a new era of Japan. No longer would it be a secluded island trying to isolate itself from the rest of the world. This print symbolizes a new era for Japan. Japan would be poised to become an empire that would make its claim across Asia and step on the world stage against many European nations. I would like to thank you all for joining me this week for an exciting educational journey as we continue to explore history through objects from around the world. I am your host, once again, Spencer Wepsey.